The study looked at 34 years of data from 45 states and compared gun laws and intimate partner deaths. April Zioli is the lead researcher on the study. She says the study finds states with tighter restrictions on domestic abusers getting guns had 9% fewer deaths.
There is an idea out there that if someone doesn't have a gun, if they're not allowed to have a gun, they're going to get one anyway. And if they can't get one, they're still going to commit homicide anyway. And the research does not support those statements.
Federal law bans abusers married or living with their victim from purchasing handguns. But in Michigan, abusers can still purchase rifles and other firearms. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.